Hello. It's another week in the world of Australian insurance industry, and Paige Estrotori here for Financial Services Online is ready to give you the wrap on everything that's been happening. First up, we saw two farmhouses seeking compensation for earthquake damage have their claims dismissed due to pre-existing issues. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FGA, ruling emphasized that earthquake damage claims can only be valid if they are not linked with any form of pre-existing wear and tear. All the details can be found on the AFCA website. Meanwhile, the market has indeed been very kind to Suncorp Group. Their CEO, Mr. Steve Johnston, praised the global reinsurance market for its stability, noting its significance in controlling insurance premiums in Australia and New Zealand. Suncorp rose to the occasion by increasing their reinsurance protection limit to an astonishing $6.75 billion while staying lean by maintaining the previous year's expenditure. Plus, they've decided to not renew their quota share agreement for Queensland's home insurance and introduce changes to the way they manage the cost of multiple events. Remember last month's theft case? AFCA has ruled in favor of the claimant, whose car was stolen while parked at a friend's house. Despite missing proof of purchase and incomplete service history, a bank transaction labeled AA Van was enough to convince the FCA. This case is a reminder that comprehensive car insurance that covers theft is important, even if your car is parked and not driven regularly. Claimants should always keep all purchase and maintenance documents for their vehicles handy, to avoid any hiccups when making such claims. And so, we've wrapped up yet another week's insightful and decisive happenings in the Australian insurance industry. Thanks for joining us, because staying informed and knowing your rights is vital in the world of insurance. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online, your partner for personal and business insurance. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more details. Cubs fans, enjoy the match tomorrow.